Thank you for checking out Value Driven Life. I am your host, Coach Chris McMahon, and today we're going to talk a little bit. So I'm going to start it off by saying thank you for being here. If you enjoy these episodes, please do me a favor. Head over to Spotify or Apple Podcast or, you know, wherever you happen to be hearing this and just drop a 5-star review, something of that nature, because they all help and I read all of them. All right, enough of that. Let's dive into this. So I'm going to give you an example, okay? If you ran a marathon, right, and came in last place, but you thought you won because you were very, very sore, it would be pretty silly, right? Like, just think about that. Pause and think about that for a second. If you ran a marathon and came in last place but thought you won because you were the sorest out of everyone, it's ridiculous. That doesn't work, right? And I know you're shaking your head, you're nodding, you're saying, Chris, of course, I agree with you. Well, I'm glad you do. Because you can apply the same logic to your workouts, right? I can't tell you how many times I start working with someone and they ask me for more sets or more exercises because they're so used to leaving a gym session feeling like they have just left their soul on the ground, as if that's the only way to make progress or the only option that there is, but it's not true. So I'm gonna go back and I'm gonna tell you a little bit of a story, and it's gonna put things in perspective for you, okay? So the first time I ever worked out was my freshman year of college. Like, and I'm being completely honest, I had never touched a weight before then. And one of my friends that I made during the first week of school was like, hey, let's go to the gym. You know, I usually lift. I did a lot in high school when I was on the soccer team. And I was like, cool, athletics, let's go. And I was really curious because in the back of my mind, I always wanted to be in, air quotes, good shape. I wanted to be strong. I wanted to be like Tobey Maguire in the first Spider-Man movie, which I saw when I was, you know, in sixth grade and I was getting bullied and I wasn't very strong, right? So I was like, this sounds interesting. Let's go. So we lifted weights following this printed out program from Muscle and Fitness, and my buddy was stronger than me, but I didn't want to look weak. Right, we have this thing where egos go into our lifting capabilities, right? It happens to everyone. And because I didn't want to look weak and I let my ego take control, I chose to stick with the same weight he was using for every single lift. Now, I'm just going to let you know, I was 5'10" and I weighed roughly 118 pounds. So there was no hiding that I wasn't very strong. I did not look like Arnold Schwarzenegger or anyone else you want to insert into that. And the following day, I remember it very clearly. I woke up and rolled out of bed. And when I did that, I was surprised to find that I couldn't straighten out my arms. Like, they were stuck at a 90-degree position. I looked like the Tin Man from Wizard of Oz, and there was no changing that. And I had a serious case of delayed onset muscle soreness. Like, I couldn't put my arms over my head. I could hardly bend over to grab my shoes. Like, it was a whole thing. And it was so painful that I can remember having to ask my roommate to help me change my clothes. I managed to get on my own pants, thank God, but I couldn't get my shirt on or off. This was really cool because, I mean, I had just met this person 3 days prior. Right, it was literally the first week of school. I had no idea who my roommates were. Freshman year, it's completely random, and it wasn't great. And that feeling lasted for about a week, and that really deterred me from training for about another 10 to 11 months. And I'll tell you what happened. Funny enough, the reason it was 10 or 11 months is because that same summer, after my freshman year, was when I actually started to go to the gym. Like, when I continuously went to the gym in an effort to put on some muscle for a role I was playing in a production, and the rest is history. But before that, I had no interest in going back because it hurt so badly. So this, why am I telling you this? Because being incredibly sore after a workout does not signify that you have had a great workout or are necessarily making all the gains, right? I think that's something that we have to put in perspective here. Like, when you are brand new to training, you will have DOMS. If you have taken a long break from training and come back, you will have DOMS. Delayed onset muscle soreness happens because we are breaking down the muscle tissue and it is repairing itself and building back, and that leads to inflammation and that leads to being sore, right? But at this point, most of the moms and dads I work with would be screwed if they were that sore after training. Like, could you try to imagine wrangling a toddler who refuses to put on pants while barely being able to extend your arms? Like, can you just put that in perspective for you? Right? Or I think about my mom, you know, exercising, and she is older. And I imagine her being so sore she can't walk around the next day. And then that leads to her sitting. And then that leads to, you know, less time doing the things that are important. So here's how it actually works. Your first few sessions, you're going to be sore. But it's like an inverse relationship. As you train, the stronger you get. So the less intense DOMS will be. Like, as you get stronger, that actually decreases. So it becomes less intense. Now, the only way, suddenly, if you've been training for a while and you have a ton of experience, is if you change your programming, right? I'll give you an example. If you're someone who tends to do like high endurance work, so let's say you're a runner and you're used to doing like lower weights, higher reps in an effort to really get into that endurance range. We'll say the 12 to 15 to 15 to 20 range. And usually you probably should be lifting heavier anyway, but let's say you do that and then you shift to strength work, which means you shift to like doing between 3 to 6 repetitions where things are heavier, right? You're going to feel a big difference. It is requiring your body to have way more muscle recruitment, right? Way more time under tension. There's a lot going on there. The other example is whenever you do Bulgarian split squats. Like, when I do Bulgarian split squats, no matter how long I've been training, I'm always sore the next day. But it doesn't last that long, and if you do recovery work, like going for a swim or riding a bike or going for a walk, it tends to go away, or you just stretch a bit. Because the whole point of training at this point in your life, if you're anything like me, is longevity, right? Training is longevity, you know, as we look at it. It's a great way to extend what we're able to do as we get older in life. Keeping lean muscle mass, improving your power development, like all of that declines as we get older. And having the ability to keep that strength up or even increase it is amazing. Now, training is not equal to being too sore to get dressed, right? So that's what we have to understand here. Training should be a progressive program. It should have progressive overload within it. However, that overload should not leave you so sore that you can't experience the rest of life. Will there be days when you're sore? Yes, but it shouldn't last for a week. It should be like a day. That's why there are recovery days between training sessions, or you could do recovery work between training sessions. That is meant to help you get blood flow to those areas and have the response that you're actually after. So I just want to let you know that if you run a marathon and you come in last, you most certainly came in last. You did not win. And you can apply the same logic to your workouts, and I promise you, you will make progress. The heavier you lift, trying to do that every single session, just add more and more and more weight, you're going to get hurt. It just does not work that way. Progressive overload doesn't require you to add weight every session. It requires you to work with time under tension and requires you to work at a difficulty level that will bring you those musculature development that you're after. But that doesn't necessarily mean lifting the heaviest possible weight you can every time. So I hope that clears things up for you, and I hope you can put your arms over your head. And without further ado, I want to thank you for checking out this week's episode. Now, go have a great day and go do amazing things, because you can.